We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, June 11, 2025, at 9:07 on the clock. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation: Adams, Claybaugh, Hexby, Tiemann, Dorn, and Juergens. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held May 28, 2025. Approve all claims through June 11, 2025 in the amount of $1,856,328.57, except claim number 2506-0089 to RL Tiemann Construction, Inc., in the amount of $28,549.29 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file all correspondence received. Approve canceling check number 25050204204 to Blackburn Manufacturing Co. in the amount of $402.28. Approve canceling bids for the lighting project due to needing to obtain additional information. Approve receiving and place on file the 24 annual report for Wymore Emergency Medical Services. Approve district court summary fee report and register of deeds fee report for the month of May 2025. I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, unless there are any items that you'd like to pull off or have clarification on.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda: approve or disapprove claim number 2506-0089, RL Team Construction, Inc., in the amount of $28,549.29. This would bring the total amount of claims paid through June 9th, 2025, to $1,884,877.86. This is for gravel and hauling and is a company I'm associated with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please, if not, please vote. 5 in favor with Tiemann abstaining. Motion carries.
Someday your light will work. Maybe.
Thank you. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for the Board of Supervisors meeting. Seeing none, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights. Mr. Dorn.
Dave's here.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning.
I didn't have anything new come up, but thank you for canceling the bidding for the lighting project at this time. We did find out this is a project that will be paid for by a grant, and as far as changing out the 2x4 lights, that will be no problem, but we did run into a snag with the can lights. We want to make sure that we get the right light that's going to fit. We have a lot of ceilings that are probably an inch and a half or more thick, and if we were to just apply the regular can lights, I'm afraid that they probably wouldn't work very good for that, so we want to make sure we get the right product for that. So as soon as I get that information, we'll have it out for bid again. Otherwise, we've been just getting ready for summer, air conditioning, make sure everything's ready to go. So thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Anything else for building and grounds, winter lights? Not equalization. We'll have a agenda item next meeting at the Board of Equalization meeting, just to clarify how the equalization process works, not necessarily for any protests. Those are for protest time. This will just be a clarification meeting that goes over how evaluations are put together and then how that process follows through, with Turk being a potential end. Hopefully we get to something before that. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items: Applied Connective Technologies, computer equipment and data processing, $11,432.74. Correctional Risk Services Incorporated, Inmate Medical, $11,083.28. Eeks Office Solutions, Office Supplies and Equipment, etc., $19,214.64. Gage County transfer from General to Road Fund, $400,000. NIRMA, Liability Insurance, $336,603. No. Road Department, Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $124,570.29. RLT Construction, Gravel and Hauling, $28,549.29. Rock On Incorporated, Hauling Township Gravel, $15,084. Sapp Brothers Petroleum, Fuel, Oil, Grease, $23,331.64. Zollner Ford of Beatrice, 2024 Ford 350 pickup, $44,999. Roden Bridge Sinking, Volkscapes Incorporated, Culvert Project, six of them. Pay number three, $382,149.51.
Summarize that, Mark spending all the money.
Excuse me?
To summarize all that, Mark spending all the money.
I'll follow that up. I had an opportunity to see Terry Acton Friday, and he thanked the board for all the support for the Cattlemen's ball, and particularly Mr. Kunkey taking care of the roads out there. And I don't know if we can thank him for the 3 inches of rain, but might consider that next year when we need rain is to do another Cattlemen's ball. So, anyhow, he was very sincere about that. Thank you, everybody.
Are you done, Mr. Juergens?
Yes, sir.
I might just touch on really briefly, and it'll be real brief because we don't have much information on it. There have been some changes at the legislature on how our cap will be dealt with. Some of the other taxing bodies have not had a cap. We've always lived within a cap. There's difference of opinion on how that'll affect us. I said one way or another, we'll be fine. We'll work within our means. We will continue to look into how this is going to work. After last week's meetings, I don't think there's clear direction yet on how we will be capped or how this will work. But the county's always run extremely lean. We'll continue to do that. We'll continue to take only what's necessary from the taxpayer. But we don't know what that lid exactly, how that's going to work with the different rules. Seems very simple, just like our budget should seem very simple. It is not simple. There are a lot of moving parts, a lot of if-thens. So we'll continue to figure that out and work through it.
We have to break.
We do?
Mm-hmm. We have a timed event.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. With that, we will jump ahead and we'll come back to committee reports. We have a timed event at 9:15. Are there any bids in the audience for the Culvert Project, 2025 Gage County Culvert Project? If there are, I'd ask you to turn them in now. If not, I'd ask for a motion to close bids on the 2025 Gage County Culvert Projects as listed at 9:16. Motion to close bids, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Adams, second by Haxby. Please vote. Six in favor. Bids are closed. Mr. Juergens.
I have several bids in front of me. I think there are six fairly large culvert projects. Bid bonds are all included in all of these, I will guess. I'll give you these separately. I'll just give you the last four digits of the project. This one is from Contact Engineered Solutions, based out of Lincoln. First one, 1086, $55,590. Second one, 1231, $87,086. Third, 1242, $31,419. Fourth, 1243, $33,445. Fifth, 1253, $33,660. Sixth, 1278, $46,580. Total for all projects, $287,780.
Who's that for, Terry? Who is that for?
Contact.
Okay. Thank you.
Contact Engineer Solutions out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Okay.
You lost?
I guess. Western Surety Company.
Midwest Service?
Just a minute here.
It sounds like the bonding.
Yeah, it is.
That's all this one, isn't it?
Okay.
Sorry your secretary didn't sort those.
Clip those other ones together.
Huh? You got to take them back.
I don't need them mixed up.
Okay. This is the second one.
From where?
I'm getting to that. Ace Eaton Metals out of where, Mark?
Kearney.
Project 1086, $50,359.50. Project 1231, $68,252.80. Project 1242, $30,274.80. Project 1243, $30,455.70. Project 1253, $34,098.70. Project 1278, $43,374. Total for projects, $256,815.15.
Thank you.
I believe third and final. This bid is from Metal Culverts Incorporated out of Jefferson City, Missouri. All right. I'll get to it. Okay. First, 1086, $61,302. Second, 1231, $94,274.20. Third, 1242, $33,412.40. 1243, $33,271.20. 1253, $38,503.20. 1278, $48,107.40. Total for projects, $308,870.40.
That's the last bid?
I believe it is.
With the apparent low being AC Eaton out of Kearney at $256,815.15, I suppose you'll want to send those to Mark for review, Mark and Becky for review, and then come back to us later this meeting for an award.
I would say that would be proper.
Yes, sir.
Prior to going back into committee reports, we will take a 5-minute recess at 9:24.
About 10 minutes late.
We will reconvene at 9:30 on the clock, and we'll go back to committee reports. Human Resources, Employee Relations, I don't believe we have anything for that. Law Enforcement, Emergency Management, Mr. Lytle is on. Turn that over to Mr. Dorn, who's on all committees.
Yeah. Come on, Gus.
I've got one thing.
While Gus is walking up here, I did get a draft from Davis Design.
Yes.
And I'll work on that, try to get that by the next meeting. I'll work on that with Roger.
Okay.
And then hopefully we'll get a committee meeting with Davis Design after that.
Very good. Just a couple things on the existing budget that's come up and stuck us behind and bit us. The last patrol car we're getting fitted out and the new transport van to get fitted out. Probably are not going to have them done, they tell me now, by the deadline. So we'll have to see where that goes and how it plays out and carrying over the next budget. I had 3 vehicles ordered, and I'm going to have to cut one out or something to make up the difference on that. But we'll see what the final numbers are on that. And then I had submitted the budget already, and then IT says that to get us Windows 11 compatible in the office, it's about $31,000. And I had not included that in there. I didn't see that coming at all. So just kind of be mindful of that when we grade it down and start looking. I've never done anything on that. The quote's over there, but I'm going to wait until budget time and start looking at that again. So
That's for what?
Windows 11 compatible, Apply Connective. And I only put, like I told Don last time, about $1,000 in here because I know what we're going to be spending on IT, but it sure seemed to be a lot more than $1,000 off and on. So
The Windows 11 IT, Ms. Axby, is that just the program?
It's your Windows operating system.
Is that for a server, or is that for that's for all the computers?
It's a computer. You can't.
Is this something we're
already protect it? Yeah.
We're already using the hardware. We're just needing to add different software to the.
Some computers can't manage a higher Windows,
so it's going to depend on computer by computer.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it's hard. Download the new
what Windows.
Windows
is it?
11. Is this, so that's what I'm asking, I guess. Is this software only, or are we going to need additional computer equipment?
Well, I know the computers were old. That's one thing. I haven't looked at the actual code again, everything they had in there. They had a lot of equipment listed, so I'm sure it's a little bit of everything.
So have they given you prices, or have they evaluated the computers to see?
Yeah, that's what I got. They come down and went to the office, apparently, and got us a quote, so.
So in that quote, it includes any computers that need updated.
That should be actually attached to my budget that I sent over.
Which computers were they referring to for Windows 11? Or, like, what was the...
I don't know. That's what I was wondering is, are
I'm
the...
I'm sure they're office computers and stuff that they have over there, but I don't know. I'd have to look at it because I just put his budget in the tray.
Sheriff, as you're going through this with IT and as we're getting kind of set up on things, you work with the clerk's office as well as Applied Connective. Instead of mass changes, maybe what we could do is try to talk to them and see maybe we can get on a cycle where we are moving some in and out and you just have a schedule of updates. It'll be easier for you to budget that way.
Yep, absolutely.
Did you get full office staff?
No. I didn't start interviewing yet. I just interviewed last week and a half. Now I'm going to start going through and probably bring them back in and narrow it down. So
we have moved claims and time and attendance over to the clerk's office. I think that'll stay that way permanently just because they're working with those processes anyway. In doing that, we may be able to decrease staff over there by one just because those duties will be brought across the hall. Don was looking for more to do.
Did not volunteer.
No, that was by request of the board, and I think it makes sense because those safeguards are in check, and she, her office does work with those anyway. You are getting tight at the end of the year here on dollars. Are you watching that just so that we make sure we make it through the end of the month?
Yeah, I just work with Don. I have to hear where we're at each time, but I'm sure she'll keep me posted.
Okay.
I've got to go through with.
All right. Well, we're only a couple weeks away from the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah.
Hope you feel better, Sheriff.
And why?
So, Gus, you want to touch on the cattlemen's because it seemed to go very well.
Cattle involvement very well. I worked both nights, and then I had another person with me, two other people with me Saturday night. Good attendance. With the rain we had, I didn't think it was all that bad, actually. You know.
At first it was, but it settled off.
Yeah, it did. Cat. Yeah. Good attendance. I haven't heard really how many for sure. Only had really, I think, well, we had one issue that Emily called on. People keep turning and hitting the same car. I suppose sliding down to it with the mud. And then the issue with a little bit of a disturbance during the Saturday night event and the concert, but that ended peacefully.
This guy wanted to sing.
Well, you know. What do you say, you know?
I'm just glad it wasn't one of ours.
Yeah. Otherwise, it went really, for the crowd we had, I think it went very well. And it did. So.
Friendly reminder on claims. I know you're going to keep the budget down. Final claims need to be in by the 17th. The more you leave, the more better it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We shall see.
No, I hope you feel better, Sheriff.
All right, thanks.
Anything else for law enforcement emergency management? Ms. Wiegand, do you have anything for us?
Good morning, everybody. In terms of, we were talking about the Wymore new siren. I did get word yesterday that hopefully we'll have, they're shipping it today. So we should have that in place hopefully Monday or Tuesday with workers. Oh, that's good. Also, I know that people have been wondering with the publicity that's been out there about FEMA, President Trump wanting to eliminate FEMA. There's a lot of things statewide we don't know yet. What we do know as local emergency managers is they're looking at resourcing those funds to the state instead of a state managing disasters through your local resources. What I can also share with you is the state is not ready, you know, to move forward because just within, things take time within the personnel. The state is not a competitive market for jobs. Many military that are retired, you know, go to the private sector as well. And so that makes a big difference too. But it's a, I'm just waiting to see which way, you know, things will go. But I think President Trump, what he announced through the last media was that after the hurricane system, they have a season that they do have a council that's looking at all the ways, you know, whether federal disasters will be declared or whether it would just go to a state disaster meeting by the governor and so forth. So,
Sirens, have we always paid for those Sioux County dollars, or do those generally come from grant dollars, or has that been a combination over the years?
Early on, there was funding available, but now there is not. I'm out there looking for resources, always looking for partners within that, you know, went to Beatrice when we put the one out at the hospital, did provide the labor and so forth to assist with that, and then financially gave some funds. Weimar is the same way. They provided the pole and so forth, but didn't have, you know, the ways and means to pay for a portion of a siren. But as far as I've looked back, it's always been under the county. So
just was wondering as I was looking at the
So I'm hoping to quote. Get my bill in for the siren yet before the end of this session.
And you had budgeted for one, so that was in there already.
And I did budget again for this year, for this next year, just thinking, okay, these are getting to be aged out. So, but I have no issues at this particular time with one.
In the past, Lisa has had one budgeted just in case, though, and we haven't done it either. That's on a as-needed basis. We're not just replacing them to replace them. Questions for Lisa, Ms. Axby?
No, questions to comment. So it was at Cattleman's, and Terry said good things about having the emergency planning and being on top of everything. And so thank you for everything you did.
I have to, hats off to the National Weather Service. I had gotten a call on Saturday morning at 3:30 in the morning, and they were headed down here. They were on spot. You know, they spotted there both Friday and Saturday, but when they said there was potential for 3.75 inches of rain, I thought, no, you know, but they were within 1,500. So, but they stayed with us throughout the day. We were able to, you know, plan accordingly based upon the timelines of what needed to be canceled and moved forward or pushed ahead. So it's a great
because of the balloons.
Utilize our partners.
Which aren't going up.
Recharging the springs. Right. I want to thank Terry and Bev Acton, as well as all the volunteers, the rural fires, the deputies that were paid, all the folks that were there helping. Sounds like that went off very, very well in some adverse conditions at times. And corrections were made on the fly or changes, whether it was parking, busing, all those things, and this went very well. So I want to thank them for all the work and opening up a very nice hayfield to the entire state to drive all over. Thanks, Lisa. Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
My secretary has it.
Just did the 2025 culvert project bids. The dirt crew worked a lot on the B-line and hauled rock, and worked on also getting that crown on the B-line. There was no crown to begin with. Brought it up to about 2%. Usually we like to see that about 4%, but that takes a lot of time, so they're going to continue working on that. The culvert project on the Claytonia DeWitt Road, out of the 6 culverts that we started with, only one is complete. The original bid required a November 1 deadline or completion date. It was moved to May 1 with a 6-month extension due to rain, not in our area but in other areas. And then another 30 days was given for windstream delay, and it is still not done, so they're incurring liquidated damages at this point. It is $300 per day per structure, and the people in the area are very, very unhappy about the constructor's lack of performance.
Anything else for Road and Bridge?
Also, a lot of good comments about the road. As Roger said, Terry actually thanked not only the board but the roads department too during his speech on everything that was done to get those roads ready to manage that amount of traffic.
While we are in committee reports, just a brief update. We did talk about tourism position. Mr. Nelson did send a letter over that said due to failure on the county's part to give notice 90 days prior to the end of their term. We are renewed into an automatic 2-year renewal with the Chamber of Commerce to direct our tourism director. So, although well played, Mr. Nelson, we'll see if there's anything we want to do. We'll continue the same as before, and see how things are going. There's no determination prior that we would be pulling or changing anything. It's just up for discussion. But they have been given notice within that 90-day window, not outside of it, that we are going to look at that and review it. But I just saw a letter from Mr. Nelson.
Mr.
Juergens.
I think Mark's reviewed the bids, and so we can close that one off. I'd like to have him come up and tell us what he's discovered.
Reviewing all three bids, delivery date on all three bids were roughly 4 to 16 weeks from approved shop plans, so they are all pretty much in that window, couple weeks give or take here and there. But I would recommend going with the low bid of Ace Eaton for $256,815.15.
I would ask for a motion to approve Ace Eaton for $256,815.15 for the red projects.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Will that fit into your time frame to where you won't run out of culverts?
There's plenty of work to do.
I had talked to Mark about that. I think there are four. These are all large projects. All of them are, except for maybe two, but they're big projects. And I think there are four large tubes sitting there waiting to be installed. So
there are two more that we have that we can pull out of our stock. I'm just waiting for plans and surveys from Manili Wagner. So on top of what we have on the ground, we technically have six projects that we can still finish out this fall or late summer before these arrive. So. And some of these did say they could show up within 2 to 4 weeks after approved drawings, so they could keep shipping them in as we need them. So.
Just to keep in mind for the board, our low-hanging fruit, easy bridges to replace, are getting slimmer. Projects are going to be getting bigger and bigger just because we've been knocking out the easy ones over the last 10 years.
Are there any
late fees attached to this?
We'll be doing the work ourselves.
This is the material-only bid, so we don't have any liquidated damages for late. They kind of tell us when they'll have them, and we haven't had any issue with material suppliers on this culvert.
No.
But after these boxes, I mean, that's a very good question. Motion by Juergens, second by Dorn to approve Ace Eaton for county culvert projects C-34-1086, C-34-1231, C-34-1242, C-34-1243, C-34-1253, and C-34-1278. Any additional discussion or comment? If not, please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Kunkey. Up next, approve or disapprove child support enforcement contract between Kravick Marstead Law and Gage County for a term beginning July 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2028. This is our long-term child support enforcement advocate that we've had. I don't know if we've had an agreement for a long time. We've had really good service. You want to touch on this at all?
Basically, I reviewed this, talked to Ms. Marstead. The chairman's correct. Through Mr. Kravitz, we've had this contract for years, and they do an excellent job. And there is a raise built in that, but it's if you look at the credits that she earns back, it's very good return on our money from the county standpoint. So Ms. Morrison came in and we talked about this. I would wholeheartedly support this just because the return we get as a county is excellent, and they do a great job. And I congratulate her and her staff. And I know they're very important, too.
Laura, would you give your name and address for the record and then anything you'd like to add to this?
Sure. Laura Marstead, and do you want...
Or you could give your
address
position.
Office address is 1818 Court Street, Suite 3. Here in Beatrice. We have been doing child support on behalf of Gage County since 2004, so in our 21st year. Consider ourselves fortunate to be able to work with the county and try to do the best that we can. I checked with Gina this morning. Right now we have over 1,000 active open cases in Gage County. So I don't know if there's questions.
Questions or comment from the board for Ms. Marstead? Rogers also made the comment before we've had good luck as well.
Good.
Motion to approve.
Good.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Juergens. To approve. Any other questions? Got off pretty easy. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove state grant award for community-based juvenile services. Juvenile Justice Services grant in the amount of $54,405 and authorize the chairman to sign that grant. Christina, will you give your name and position or address for the record and go over this with us?
Christina Lyons. Right now I'm acting as the director of Gage County's diversion. And my address is 612 Grant Street, Beatrice, Nebraska. 68310.
Question for you on this. This is a multi-year also agreement that we've had, or we do each year. There was question earlier on last year between the school system. This is funded through the county, paid to the school, and then the school pays us back out. Has that worked out with the school system? I haven't had any other discussions with Mr. Alexander since we all met.
This program to the county.
Yeah. We're basically, we'll bring it as part of the budget request this year. We're going to bring it back again.
Okay.
And so that we eliminate the issue that the school had.
Has that already been done? Because I did not see that.
No, well, we're looking at funding.
Okay.
And again, part of this. This is not just the diversion program. This is several different county community projects receive funding through this grant. And the way the grant has been structured over the past, I don't know, I'll say 5 years, they've altered their funding mechanism through the Crime Commission. So we've had to adjust that. We're now at that year where...
And this is a little beyond the grant. The grant isn't... The other part of it's on the backside. This is specifically on signing the grant request. There was just some more stuff that we had talked about last year, and it popped in my head when I read that. I didn't know how that was going, but Ms. Haxby.
Was that what you're talking about with the school in here? Was that you made a comment a couple months ago about how the school with the budget and wanting to move that because they were worried about their cap?
That was the comment by Mr. Alexander. He was afraid that would take away from their taxing ability. Or their, I'm not exactly sure how it affects them.
Because this is really a county program. Diversion goes through the courts. This is really a county program. In all honesty, I should have been a county employee years ago, but the grant.
I personally brought this up.
Through the school, a drug-free communities grant at the time. When I started, it was like 15 years ago now, 16 years ago. And so when that grant ended, I started with diversion coordination, and we just stayed with the school. Now the school is, they have a lid, and because of that, they can, because of this program, they don't want to get outside of that lid for a program that's not really a school program.
But typically, the reason I was confused, and this is why I brought up last time, a lid is for when you increase. If it's something that's been maintained, then it doesn't affect your lid. So is it just them trying to open up more of their budget? I'm just...
Well, I think it's probably part of that. For us, it's a combination of the Crime Commission changing their requirements and what's eligible for funding. And the schools say in the past, if it's de minimis, they would cover it. Last couple of years, it wasn't de minimis. And quite frankly, we didn't know that at that time. Or we'd probably been started working on this transfer, if you will, of the expense from the school to the county. And again, for those, we go back, this started in my predecessor, when he set up a separate corporation to run the diversion program. Gosh, I'm not going to get as of May. They didn't fund it properly. And so taxes and stuff got all worked up. And that's why we went this way. And actually, it made good sense. All these programs benefit the school, the community, the county. I mean, it'd be hard to say what percentage will work out. So it's good to have a centralized person in charge of that.
I probably shouldn't have even brought this portion of it up. It just made me think of it as I read this, because that'll be something we do have to take care of if we're going to move this over. Your question, Emily, yes, they're looking at how they can expand their tax asking.
Yeah.
I think there's a budgeted item for $120,000 or $150,000. It's not that big of a line item, but they budget for that, so that takes away what they can potentially
put towards to pay for something that they purchase.
Perhaps we're not on their funding issue.
Yeah. It doesn't make, you know, if it's already there, it's not necessarily going to hurt their lid. That excuse doesn't, let's just call it, you know, a spade on that one. But it's not outside of that, but it was just more just, that's how the lid, right, that's not how the lids work. They're just trying to make room for paying for other things.
That's very possible. This is completely different, though, and I brought this up separately. This is the grant which helps fund some of this program. Back to that, Christina.
Back to that, yes. This grant, and I want to kind of brag a little bit. This is the first year since I've been doing this grant, which has been probably 25 years or more, that they did not come back and give us contingencies for the grant. So we had no contingencies this year.
We tried to mislead.
So this grant starts July 1st of 2025, and it covers diversion, both myself and my part-time position. My part-time position, another part-time position for diversion, and also our employee this year. We have alternatives to detention. About $6,000 of the grant can go to electronic monitoring and tracker services, coaching, community coaching. And part of it goes to Gage County Maps for my time there, organizing community resources, things like that. I do a meeting once every other month, and we talk about different resources in the community. A lot of providers come. Any of you are welcome to come to that meeting. The next one is June 27th, and just contact me if you're interested in being a part of that. Again, I mentioned something about the truancy this year. We are working because truancy is a problem in all of our schools in our county, and it is identified as a problem in our community plan, our five-year community plan. We are working with the Resolution Center to see what we can do with that this year. The grant is $54,405.
Any questions for Christina? Terry.
Motion to approve.
Second.
It took you so long.
You were looking.
Motion by Jergens, second by Dorn. And I'd ask the attorney's office to please work with the clerk's office as we move forward on the other items, preferably motion by Jergens, second by Dorn. Thank you, Christina. Any other questions? If not, please vote. Six in favor, motion carries to allow the chairman to sign this state grant award for community-based juvenile justice services. Next item, discuss and approve or disapprove agreement between the County of Gage and City of Beatrice for enhanced 911 services. The agreement would be effective July 1, 2025 through June 30th, 2030 in the amount of $245,977.06 first year with a 2.5% escalator thereafter for each additional year. This is the agreement we've talked about back and forth with the city. They've made offers. We've made offers. I talked with Mayor Morgan multiple times about this, and we wanted a longer agreement. The city had offered a one-year agreement. We went back and forth, minor changes. I think in the end, the city has approved this on their end already. Now it's just whether the county wants to approve this on our end. So we've kind of done that where we voted, sent it to them. They've voted, sent it to us. We've kept going back and forth. This 911 center is located in Beatrice. We've got local folks working there. We've had good service from them. We've had discussions on how things work, what things should be done. Are we a consumer or a member? I think we've kind of ended at we are a consumer of this. This $245 is a portion of their current $1.55 million budget. I would say as a whole, both sides kind of ended up where they wanted. We got a longer agreement. We have a similar escalator in there at 2.5%. The CPI, I think this year is 2.4%. Is that correct, Don?
Sorry.
CPI somewhere around 2.4% this year. It has been much higher, and we were at a 2% with the city. We're going to see increases on things. We're just kind of figuring out where do we meet where both sides are happy. I think the mayor and council came back with something that's a good service, tolerable price, and I will throw it over to the board for discussion. Ms. Haxby.
I thought the last one was approved by the city, and we had agreed. Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't that one a one-year with you could renew year to year, and that was a 2%?
Last one the city offered was a one-year with no renewal at 2%.
And we had sent that back. I thought we had agreed. And then that...
We did not. We went back with a multi-year offer to them. And at that time, they did not want the multi-year offer. The conversation was we could increase it in the beginning, maintain. but I think we offered a three-year agreement.
The first was a four-year.
First was a four-year.
Then
city came
back
with
a
one-year.
They came back with a one-year, but then it was with a renewal.
2 years.
With a
you're
renewal
right. I'm sorry. Two-year with a, yeah.
And it was a 2%, and then we said, yeah. And then we're now at another one with a 2.5%.
They did not agree to the two-year. They sent a one-year.
They sent it to us.
They've been 2.5% from the start, haven't they?
No, they were 2%.
So original contract, we said we wanted to discuss it. We sent them a four-year, and I may be wrong on this. We sent them an agreement. They didn't approve it. They sent us a one-year agreement. We didn't approve it. We sent them a two-year. We sent them a two-year agreement with they sent us 1 year versus 2 year, or we sent them 2 year versus 1 year with two more. So we basically sent them back a contract which was very similar to what we had had before. They told us they did not want beyond a one-year agreement. They're going to try to put together some type of a la carte program, talking to the administrator. That would hold them to the fire so that they actually put that a la carte system together. We wanted multi-year agreement. They were not in favor of that, so we ended up talking back and forth. I thought we were at a point where a two-year, 2% would be approved. When the mayor talked to the council, that didn't go through, but they did talk it out, and they came back with a five-year, 2.5%, which we got our longevity. We hadn't had a change to the increase in multiple years. This is a 0.5% more than previous contracts for yearly renewal. But we do have our five-year. It's still a 90-day out if one party or the other wants it.
I'm just looking at their original one they sent. There was no percentage increase. It was just a one-year.
What, one-year flat on the one they sent? They did not want a multi-year agreement.
Typically, when you lock in for a longer period of time, you lock in a lower percent.
On CDs. Unfortunately, on other items, generally not. But, like I say, as things have gone up, hopefully that CPI does come down.
I don't disagree.
And it has. It's fallen dramatically, but
I don't disagree with this. I just, the back and forth, and, I mean, this is very similar to the very first thing that we ever suggested. So, like, we can go ahead with it, and I think that there needs to be more discussions on why there is a lack of interest in bringing more people in, because that, in the end, is what's going to save us money.
I would agree. I'm in favor of this, but I hope that the city really goes after more counties to get a bigger pool.
And as we've discussed at different times, there are challenges in place with the city bringing on additional members. But I do think this is another example of where the city and the county can work together with our local people. As we've talked about this, I don't know that we've had service issues. It's been discussion on how do we handle things, what is our role, what is the city's role, things like that. What are we going to pay? What's our portion? But like I say, the mayor and council have gone through, and I think this is a... I don't like the dollar amount to answer the phone, but there's a lot more that goes along with that than answering the phone. The advanced 911, the equipment, etc. There are other groups around us that are forming as we speak, though.
I think we can all agree that the service is very good. What the dispatch does, the quality of work that is done, the, you know, the equipment that's used is all very, very good. I think we just need to... I think it has been figured out what the issue is, and I hope that it can be addressed so that others can come in, because that, in the end, will be the thing that will lower that cost when we get more people coming together for more of a regional center.
Additional comments, questions? Mr. Juergens.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn.
This is in the
Like I say, I think both sides kind of got what they wanted. We got a longer term.
They're not going to get it.
You know, the city, we did talk back and forth, and we had some good conversations. So there's always the perception the city and county can't work together. I just want to say this, there is working together, and this was an example of it. We'll have other items, too. We've got multiple contracts back and forth.
Just a clerical question or legal question with the contract. I want clarity on this. We can get out. You said it's a five-year contract, but we can get out at any time in that 90 days, or is it?
No. 90 days before the end of the term. You have to give notice.
I thought it was a 90-day.
Nope. If you don't want a 10-year contract, you got to give notice 90 days before the end of five.
And then we'd be in the same situation as last time, where
that's what I just
if we waited till 90 days before.
No, it's within 90 days. It says party with
written notice. Does it say within?
Prior to the end of.
Or does it say prior to?
Prior to the end of the term. Yeah, I think that there should be a.
It's a 5-year contract that will turn into an automatic 10 if you don't give 90-day notice before the end of the 5.
And knowing
so it's
that
not,
we're,
you know, and I know that's one of the things everybody's looking at, other enterprises coming out. I just point that out. That's one.
Thank
of
you, Roger.
Saying. Well, I
don't.
So it's a 5-year contract. If we don't want to renew for another 5, is there an automatic renewal?
Yes.
Yes.
If we.
So you got 10 unless you give the 90.
So if you would want to, Ms. Haxby, what we could do, you could give a 90-day renewal or a 90-day notice at the same time as voting to award. We just have to do it prior to 90 days, prior to 60 months.
You're just putting that, like, we're a 4-year term, 5-year agreement.
Five, so five there's, year term.
We have a 4-year term. This is a 5-year agreement. There's no guarantee that every one of us or any one of us that would remember
oh, I'm
this
sorry.
90-day deal
term of agreement.
Is going to be here to know this piece. This is kind of a...
Would you prefer to add the 90-day...
At any time.
You could just give the 90-day notice now that we want to discuss the contract again. At 5 years.
Okay, let's be able to do that. I would say make sure we do that, because otherwise...
Well,
don't want to complicate it anymore. If you want to make it terminable any time, you make it terminable any time. Reasonably, you have to give them a notice so they can cover their budget issues,
sure.
Staffing, mm-hmm. Etc. Plus, we better have something in place for the sheriff. We're going to drop their service. So
this is a 5-year agreement. If we want to discuss it again prior to that 5-year term, we could add that on there. But we could actually give notice as we approve this as part of the motion. We could send a letter with it that we're giving our 90-day notice.
But you still got a 5-year contract.
We still have a 5-year contract, but we could give our 90-day notice that we want to discuss it again prior to renewal. And we could do it at the same time if you want to add that to the contract.
I just think you clarify if you got a 5-year contract. That's what you're approving today. And I mean, I'm just so you everybody understands, it's 5-year contract. It automatically will go to 10 if you don't give that 90-day notice before the 5 is over, the original 5.
But we could give that 90-day notice today, correct?
Well, you could. That doesn't mean anything for 5 years.
Right. And so,
well,
are you afraid of missing that window?
Yeah, one afraid of
so
missing
the window.
So we just
give the 90-day notice right away.
You're talking regional thing.
Right.
What you're talking about is something else.
She doesn't want to go to 10.
She doesn't want to.
You got 5 years.
You don't want to automatically renew to 10.
I don't want to automatically renew to 10, one, and then, like, Roger made a point, like, what if we bring people, things get fixed, people bring in, and it should be less. How does that work?
You want to support, but it gets to a point where monetarily, if somebody else has got an advantage, or the sheriff's office says, we're not happy with something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 10 years is a long time, folks.
We don't want to go 10 automatically. What happens if we have bad service, Roger? Is there an out on this where we'd say...
There's a lot of little tweaks in here that don't matter, but...
More my concern than anything, like what if something really goes bad and then we have nothing? But
if something really goes bad, I can't see us being held to...
The west, about 40 miles.
Yeah, we wouldn't be held to it. If something goes bad, we would leave for lack of performance. So keep in mind, what you're talking about is a failure to perform. Something goes bad. At that time, we'd say there's breach of contract and we would leave. If you're worried about extending to a 10-year agreement,
that's one of the big ones.
I would issue a notice with the motion. We'll sign if we would sign the agreement. If that would pass, add the 90-day notice at the same time, so there's not an automatic renewal.
Yep.
There could be.
But at least we'd make sure it's required discussion, and we don't have that deal where this got put off for what, a year, 2 years.
Mr. Juergens, would you be okay adding the sending a, so that would be a other 90-day calendar written notice prior to the end of the add a written notice.
I agree. I don't know how else to do it.
But can we?
This says specifically not to renew the agreement for an additional
term. That's the reason why we're doing it, because we've missed some other deadlines.
Or do we just take out the
an example of Mr. Nelson's letter today that we were just a week late on the 90 day for the chamber.
Could we just take out the auto renewal?
Anything that we do on this end now would have to go back to the city council.
We're voting on what they have said.
And I will say that this agreement ends June 30th of this month, the current agreement we have.
Then I guess just do the 90-day notice already and make sure that we have a discussion at that five-year mark.
Do we want it to, the writing in the contract specifically says, Roger, unless there's a letter of intent not to renew the agreement for an additional term. Do you guys want to have it say not? Our intent is not to renew at the end of 5 years? Or do you want it to say not to renew? This is your notice that we intend not to renew, but we may after discussion?
For discussion purposes.
Roger, correct me, but the level of service only concern is from the city, not any concern of ours when I read the level of service.
The what?
Page 3, the very bottom. When you were talking about breach of contract, there's no out there.
No, that's what I'm saying. And again, I think it goes basically back to, and I don't want to use the word partnership, but it's a coordinated effort here for both entities.
Oh, 30 and, days. I was going to say, I thought
without... And I know
we can give 30
the president's
days.
Gone through a bunch of negotiations with these people, but, you know, usually you negotiate things, you get an agreement that's acceptable to both bodies, and then you approve it. You don't just approve it every time.
And then they will not present part of the plan.
Again, that's a negotiating standpoint. And I don't have any problem where they're at. I just, my concern was when you said that.
Add that, though, I would like to just put
this is their idea.
You can't, because
they're going to think that we're
grandiose regional thing.
I guess, with that being said, just so that we don't box our, because we're boxing ourselves in potentially to
10, 15,
yes.
20 years.
So, I thought you were going to say 10, 15%. I would say we have. Do you have something on your computer that would flag you and say, "Hey, this is something we need to look
at"? I have to put it on the phone. But it's again a 4-year term. Don might not like all of us could be out of here in 4 years.
2 years.
But everybody's different. But like on their terms, but I would say issue in like the 90-day. Just say we're going to have it open to discussion, and then that way it's not automatic renewal. It requires whoever's here at that 5-year mark has that discussion on what's best for the county.
So would you be fine with altering your motion to approve the contract as presented and also issuing our letter of potential intent not to renew without discussion, or potentially not renewing until. How could we word that, Roger? Could you phrase that up for me?
You got to refer to your contract of our intent not to renew the contract. And again, that's what gets the chamber and everybody all excited. You're saying, "Here's your notice. We're not going to renew." Well, use that language because it's in the dang contract. It's not that. Maybe I just want to talk to you about some things.
About discussion.
You know, and that's what it was with the chamber. And everybody gets all fired up and like, whoa, that's what the contract says I got to tell you.
Could you write that, though?
You guys had a meeting with
the... In the letter that says that we send out intent to not renew, could we also have some language in there that says we may still renew, but we just want to make sure we take...
Just
we
say,
discussed this
I would
that
just
time.
Say that intent or a 90-day notice for the intent of discussion.
Well, what they did on the last one after we woke the chamber up, or not the chamber, the city up on this one, was they put in there in compliance with paragraph da 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 da, we're giving you this notice. Then I called them and also told them, hey,
We want to talk to you.
We should do this on
without discussion.
So the intention is we have a 5-year contract. We may renew again afterwards, but we just want to make sure prior to that 90 days, we discuss it, make sure both parties are happy. And I just want to really emphasize that's the intent of the county, that we want to just sit down and discuss the contract again before our 5-year renewal again. Doesn't mean that we're pulling out. Doesn't mean that our intent is to pull out. It's just good to renew a contract at that 5-year mark. That way the city isn't under the impression that we're trying to preemptively pull the rug out from under them. We just want to make sure we review that contract at 5 years. I'm happy to have a 5-year contract and to not do this again next year or in 2 years, but I just don't want any misconceptions on the city side that we're canceling this before we've entered it. We're just saying we want to discuss the contract again. Is that the intent?
Yes, that's the intent.
Okay.
Who is the advisory council?
The advisory council consists of the sheriff, the user group. Who's in your user group, Sheriff?
User group.
But who's in that? It's yourself.
The users, actually, ones that use us.
And it's changed now. Crete's not in it anymore.
Yeah,
Crete would have been in
the police department, sheriff's office, Wymorth, they'd had police department there. Anybody who's actually using the facility.
You guys meet quarterly?
No, we don't meet at all anymore.
Oh, you don't meet at all anymore.
Spaced out. We don't do it, yeah.
If there's an issue, do you meet, or do you just call and talk to them about the issue?
Well, we like to meet. Sometimes it's something small enough, you just give them a phone and get it worked out. So. Pretty informal.
Are you okay with changing your second to include the 90-day letter? All right. So we have a motion by Juergen, second by Dorn. You're both okay with adding that? I guess I would ask to...
That has to go to the meeting again, and do they have a meeting before the end of the month?
This won't. If we approve the contract, the letter is outside of the contract, congruent with the contract. So we're approving the contract. We're sending the letter that the contract requests prior to the renewal at the same time. I would like if we could have some language in there that this is in respect to their contract, page number, paragraph number.
Yeah.
And this is not an actual intent to cancel, but to remind us to discuss.
And that's the language they want has that in there.
I totally understand.
I'm sorry it hurts your feelings that your language comes back to bite you. And I get a little blunt after about the 8th time. But that's what it is. And what we did on the last one, I just called them and says, here's what we're doing. We need to discuss this. And there's other language you can put in there, and I understand everybody's just tired of this contract by now and just get it signed. But I would not put that in the same letter. I'd put it in a separate letter or a phone call or an email.
Next month.
I mean, just so they understand. And then if they get all wired up and call Mr. Kennedy and get, oh, that's fine. Mr. Kennedy, he understands what's going on.
Celebrity status.
This is the celebrity status.
Well, people read things into, like, why would you approve a contract and then cancel it? Read the contract. And that's, I'll do something, either a second letter or make a personal phone call.
Fantastic.
All right.
Any additional discussion on this wonderful agreement between the county and the city, which affects not only our 911, enhanced 911, sheriff dispatch, record keeping, as well as all of our rural fire and rescue, all goes through this. Anytime there's an emergency, it all feeds through the enhanced 911 center for our area, as well as other areas that spill over. If not, I'd ask you to vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. We have nothing else on the agenda. Mr. Adams, did you need a closed session for personnel or contract
negotiations?
Personnel
contract.
I would ask for a motion for a closed session at 10:22, necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual, to discuss personnel and contract negotiation. I need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Moved by Adams.
Second.
Second by Claybaugh. Going to closed session at 10:22. Please vote. Four in favor. With Mr. Juergens and Mr. Dorn stepping out of the room, motion carries. Christina, which one is yours? Here we go.
I'd like to note that it was...
I would ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:55. We were in talking about personnel and contracts. Moved by Adams. Second by...
Either one.
Claybaugh. All in favor say aye. I guess vote. I'm sorry. Four in favor. Mr. Dorn also has stepped out. It's down to Adams, Claybaugh, Tiemann, and Haxby. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, we will adjourn at 10:56.